Rutland residents are still waiting to hear whether their city will become Vermont's newest refugee resettlement community. An announcement from the State Department is expected any day now. Meanwhile, both sides of the controversial issue have been hard at work, as VPR's Nina Keck reports.
Barbara Richter and Marcia Castle unlock a church storage room in Rutland that's filled with household goods.
So you see all of the saucepans, and we have full sets of dishes. I mean, some of them are still in boxes.
And in another location, we have bigger things. We have furniture that came in. We were taking in dressers and tables and chairs, bed frames, lamps.
Richter and Castle are members of Rutland Welcomes. The grassroots group got so many items during their first donation drive last month, they canceled a second set for October.
Even though it's not a done deal yet, I think that this drive sort of represented how much support there actually is and how much folks actually want this to happen.
Tom DuPoy, a member of Rutland City's Board of Aldermen, is impressed by the group's efforts, but he's still not convinced that refugee resettlement is in the city's best interest.
You know, I just happen to disagree with the scope of this plan and the secrecy of the plan. I think the majority of the board still feels like there's a lot of information that's been withheld from us. And beyond that, when you get to the sheer numbers, 100 refugees in our community is a lot.
DuPoy points to Manchester, New Hampshire, a city of 110,000 that sought out a moratorium on refugees a few years ago because city officials there felt overwhelmed. Rutland City Treasurer Wendy Wilton says she's concerned about the financial cost of refugees. For comparison, she's been looking at the impact of newcomers in Burlington. Wilton wasn't available for an interview, but in an email, she pointed out that Rutland's commercial tax base is not nearly as strong as Burlington's. So she says any increases in education and other costs can't be distributed as well across the grand list. Burlington city officials say housing refugees has had very little impact on their city's budget, except for additional language interpretation costs for code enforcement. But Wilton points to rising education costs in Burlington as a red flag. She says she looked at the Burlington School District budgets from 2008 to 2016, a period which saw not only a large influx of refugees, but a nearly doubling of the school district budget. Using those figures, Wilton estimates that if Rutland becomes a resettlement community, locals may see their taxes jump by as much as 35% in 5 years. But Jean Collins says Wilton's conclusions are wrong.
The Burlington School District did go up significantly, but not because of the refugees.
Collins was superintendent of the Burlington School District from 2005 until 2014.
There were a number of other factors in play, such as loss of pilot funds, the introduction of preschools, a school board desire to more adequately fund for the poverty that was in the district. So I would not consider the refugee population as the reason for the Burlington School District budget going up.
In Winooski, where about a third of all students are refugees, a trio of teenagers chat in Somali as they leave school. Sean McMahon, Winooski's superintendent, says if Rutland becomes a new resettlement community, there will be extra education costs. But because refugee students are counted differently by the state, the per-pupil costs for local taxpayers should stay roughly the same. And McMahon says local school boards are the ones who control their education budgets. McMahon says Rutland should also keep in mind the benefits refugees bring.
I think exposure to different cultures, ethnicities, religions, backgrounds is so important for our students in Vermont, because they're going to be moving into a world in university and college and eventually in work where they're going to be working with people from all different places around the globe.
And he says the more prepared we can make them for that, the better. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.